This is the local advisory board meeting of January 21st, 2003.
What's your 20, good buddy?
Before we start going to the meeting, we just basically want to beat about that document that is around. We have the draft done by the lawyer, and I made copies of this letter, but I don't know if everybody got one. But we have some of the document here for the people who didn't have a chance to take a look at the internet or didn't have a chance to take a look at home.
Do
we have the date for the last? Okay. This is the last meeting, this one. Oh, we got both here.
No, that's just the last meeting.
This is the last one. But, does anybody have, we're going to do two things. We're going to approve two minutes from different meetings. But before that, I just wanted to ask Dan Rojas to make some kind of announcement and to listen to a project that he's been working on. And,
I'll be very brief. Good evening, sisters and brothers. Unfortunately, I won't be able to stay for the entire meeting. I've got some pressing matters to take care of at the back of the office. But I just wanted to make two announcements. Many of you may have already seen a notice that I put up on the WBAI lab.
Get the faces right here.
WBAI lab, listen. LIB is still back there.
Yeah, look, there's some expression.
I used to do a program on WLIB back in the 1970s. Way back there. Anyway.
That's a delita.
And basically, I am suggesting to the lab that you consider, if not tonight, at some point soon, a WBAI presence, a very strong presence of the upcoming February 15th Peace March, anti-war rally here in New York City. In Los Angeles 2 weeks ago, our sister station KPFK had a very strong presence in terms of their staff and their volunteers marching behind the KPFK banner at that very successful, I think they had 25 or 30,000 people in LA 2 weeks ago. By all indications, this upcoming rally on the 15th of February is going to be huge here in New York, and I certainly want WBAI to have a very visible presence, high profile presence there, in the form of a contingent marching with a banner and so on. In addition to, of course, our live coverage of the event itself. So I wanted to put that before this body. Okay. The second announcement that I want to make is a...
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Is it going to be covered live by the station?
Yes.
And just curious, is it going to be covered from... Is Washington in charge of determining the coverage, or will it emanate from our station and our politics?
It'll probably emanate from our station, yeah.
Okay.
But we have not had a full discussion with the national folk on that yet, but it'll most likely be very similar to the FCC hearing that was anchored here by us.
Okay, I was just concerned that there's a big difference between quote-unquote being anchored here by us in our city and having people who don't even work for Pacifica, such as Laura Flanders, maybe a lovely person, anchoring in Washington, etc. It's just a concern that
I think we have,
there's not sufficient respect for the capabilities of the staff here.
I think this is WBAI anchoring this. We have more than enough qualified.
Oh, I agree.
The second announcement, very briefly, is that I would like to.
Something you said you wanted the lab to pass a resolution endorsing.
You handle
the entire war position.
That would be useful, but you handle it however you wish. Okay. I just really wanted to make sure that the board was in sync with this idea, and would give it the support, because it is a very popular idea with the staff here at the station, and we certainly want to use that occasion on February 15th. So we commit ourselves very publicly to the cause of peace and justice. The second announcement is that I'd like to create an ad hoc committee to come up with some ideas and some plans for the modification of our lobby and reception area, also our performance area, and some of our public meeting space areas here at the station. And I have asked Dina Colbert to lead that effort, and I'm requesting that the lab appoint one or maybe two members of this body to work with Dina on that committee. We're hoping that we can come up with some architectural plans, etc., and we have a little bit of money in our budget for this year for the upgrading of the performance center, and I'd like to integrate that with some ideas that Dina has. There were wonderful ideas that Dina has for setting up a community art gallery in our lobby area, and also for doing some modifications to our public space, including this room. I'm hoping that we can get a decent table for our meeting very soon. Working on it. Hopefully within the next few weeks we'll have a good conference table. So I just wanted to suggest to the board that they appoint one or maybe two members of this body to work with Dina Colbert on this committee over the next several weeks.
Thank you. Is anybody maybe if we can have that is anybody interested to volunteer to work with Dina on that? Two people only?
That's what we're
doing. Okay, first. Lee, Mimi.
Where's my paintbrush?
You have a lot to do before you get to that.
Kind of the committee is made up of union staff and paid and unpaid staff. It can be made up of management, just like the search committee. It can be made up of listeners, of area listeners. It's not going to, it's forming that, but it's a committee that's going to have representatives, real representation.
It's the RC crew.
Okay. So that's going to be that. And in terms of the march, the peace march, I think that's on February 15th.
Yeah. Is that a Saturday or
17th? Saturday. Okay. Maybe. Well, besides the lab being there in full force, is there any resolution that we should pass, maybe?
I would like to suggest that we do make a resolution that the WBAI lab, in the best tradition of Pacifica, endorses all peace efforts worldwide and recommits themselves to social justice.
Why recommit?
Because I think we do need to recommit. I'm not sure if we are committed.
So the resolution is...
If that's just a suggestion, it's just loosely worded. If somebody else wants to offer a resolution...
Is any amendment?
Just a friendly amendment.
I accept it.
That seems a little broad.
I know it is broad. I know it is broad.
You know, all these movements in the world covers a lot of terms. I would just recommend that we agree that we participate and mobilize for the 15th anti-war march in New York City.
Yeah.
This kind of simple.
And we support it.
So we mobilized for it. To me, which is...
No, but I thought...
It's an amendment.
That's not exactly what I was saying.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying it's... I'm just posing it as a friendly amendment.
No. My thought was that we should make a resolution, just a simple statement, to endorse the February 15th thing based on Pacifica. That's all I was saying. So...
No, I thought it was saying the same thing, but...
Right. You want the people to work.
Yes, yes, it's immobilized.
Yeah, to me, you know, endorsements are a dime a dozen, that we make a, we, that the BAI board henceforth commits to mobilize in support of the February 15th New York anti-war march. Just simple. Well, it's the same thing.
Fine. Any opposition to that resolution? Can we just...
What is the resolution? To endorse the 15th march and...
To mobilize for... To endorse and mobilize for the February 15th anti-war march in New York City.
I thought it was also a general principle stated earlier.
Yeah, I was just saying that the reason that we are endorsing it is because of its position on peace and commitment to social justice, which I think we should state that we do.
What
I
would
use the word recommit, but we don't have to use the word recommit.
Can you read the resolution to see if we can be agreed on that?
Well, the LAB endorses the February 15th Peace March and...
No, endorses and agrees to mobilize for...
Immobilizing.
For the February 15th Peace March in New York City.
Okay. The LAB endorses and agrees to mobilize for the February 15th Peace March in New York City.
Is that okay?
And Ray, did you have...
I don't think it's enough. I mean, even if we state as broadly, I mean, even if we say, for example, that we support the condemnation of the war efforts conducted by this administration as stated on the national board, and at this moment endorse this particular effort. I think it does both.
You want to work on
and he says why?
Would we agree to work?
We don't have to do the finalized.
That's a big discussion. What are the principles? And you know, I don't. Forgive me. The national board is not the position that I effectuate in my responsibility and my response to building an anti-imperialist movement in this world. So I think there's a great deal of discussion, and it's not a simple principle. It's a political discussion, and I don't know that I think we need to grapple with that tonight. And I'm sorry, but the Pacifica National Board stance is not sufficient for me to endorse as a political activist. So I'm just asking that we just have this simple resolution.
Can you read the resolution that you just...
Oh, that hasn't changed. The LAB endorses and agrees to mobilize for the February 15th Peace March in New York City.
Okay.
Can we say anti-war march? It's an anti-war march. That's how it's being built and characterized.
Okay, Ray.
So I was just going to say, I have no problem with going further on the LAB than the board. Mm-hmm. We don't even have to make that particular connection. I just thought that it would make more sense that to say that there's a general principle that we oppose the war effort, the war effort, and that this particular action fits within a broader view.
Lee, and then can we just make this short, because I don't...
All I was going to add was that I would like to see the word enthusiastically endorses.
Mary.
First
we're going to vote after this. So,
I would like to see some people on the LAB volunteer to work around that. And one of the things I'm prepared to do is to, if the list is put together, I can run the list that we should have at the march, distributing about WBAI. I think we need to have something about the radio there. that we're present.
Point of information.
Don, that's what they're doing.
They're doing that, and they're going to have people to distribute it, which I guess we will in the march, and they're also going to have presumably a table on the side.
Okay.
So there'll be a VAI,
so
like and then there'll be.
Okay.
So we have, that's our president.
That's what he announced.
Very good.
I guess this will probably happen during the winter fund drive. Is that correct? It'll
yes.
still be
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
So. I'd suggest that and all the rest, I presume all these things will come to fruition.
Already done.
All right.
Cart. I mean, there are carts that have been made already.
Okay. Well, it's not even clear where this march is going to happen. You know, they haven't decided on the location. All this
I think the march is going to take place so far. I mean, all people are working on it. It's a little propaganda. And so it's a little boot. So we're going to vote on that. Okay, you got 10 seconds.
Okay. If you use the word enthusiastically,
okay.
that means any other time you say we endorse, it's not enthusiastic, and
okay.
it'll govern you. So please don't.
Okay, the people who agree with the motion that was read by Andy, before we need to read that again.
Are we including enthusiastically?
No, I would rather not.
All right. Okay. People had agreed with the resolution with the motion that was just read by Andy. Please raise their hands.
Can you read it? The lab endorses and agrees to mobilize for the February 15th anti-war march in New York City.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I thought it was. And mobilizes, not agrees to, but and mobilizes. I think that agrees is not supposed to be in there.
Yes,
the lab
endorsed and
mobilizes, not agrees.
Okay, endorse and mobilize.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this march being sponsored by International Center for Advanced
Studies? It's being sponsored. They just won. Much more.
Okay. People who agree with that
yes.
to endorse and mobilize the peace march for February 15, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Unanimously, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. So it's passed the resolution. And I think that's it, right? In terms of that. Now we got two things here. We got two minutes that we need to approve. What was the date on the last one? We got the one from January 7th, and was one before that. That I think was on the 17th. In the 17th. But the people have read that one. It was distributed though. Right, December 17th and January 7th. There's two. But at that time was that we couldn't approve it because people didn't have the time to read it. Okay. So any opposition to the minutes from December 17th, Lee?
My statement was taken out of context where it says that Lee Connick said the members of the audience who signed New York support KPS are irrelevant. I said a lot more than that. That really is putting me into a position of saying that the people that came to the meetings are irrelevant, and that's not what I was saying.
So what she has to talk to you right
at the time. I really got that.
You mean the meeting ended?
No.
Which part are you talking about?
The 17th.
If you recall.
No,
if
I
you
don't
recall,
have
to do that. On the 17th, I'm just reminding you of the meeting.
Of course.
So why don't you just move to strike the whole thing?
Yeah, I'd like to strike that sentence.
No, but I'm saying, are you talking about the paragraph that begins the meeting ended in
No, I'm talking about the same line that at least I said the audience to sign saying New York supports KTFA are irrelevant.
Yeah,
I'm saying strike that because it's taken out of context. It doesn't, it's not a... You know, I could go into a lot more, but I think it's better left out completely than put in that context.
No, he's talking about the December 17th.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have those.
Well, it started at the last meeting.
I didn't bring them with me, so okay.
At the last meeting, we agreed that we would approve them later on in the meeting, but we never got around to it.
Well, right now you have a simple request from somebody that he feels he's being mischaracterized. I mean, right.
Okay, so you oppose to the way that was
that line.
To that sentence. And what you meant really was that.
What you want me to go into that?
Right? No,
I didn't want to get into a discussion.
I mean, right? he won't get a paragraph, but just to fix that sentence. I mean, what you.
I just like to delete it.
So you don't want the sentence in there?
I don't. I'd like to leave it in there.
Okay. Any other opposition?
I included it because I thought it was representative.
Was the discussion. My name was in that room, and there were some issues.
10 to 17?
Yeah. General question of accuracy.
I believe it's accurate.
Well, I'm sure you
no,
believe
but
it.
But he's saying it's not.
No. He said it was
said
out of context. And so the way that it was, please delete it.
Maybe
you should just delete it if you're not going to put the whole thing because he's saying it's out of context. And out of context, it makes a different statement. So he'd like to delete it.
Yes, real quick.
Unless you put the whole thing in there.
On the second page.
I mean, the people are entitled to. Withdraw what they said. I mean,
I think so.
Well, he's made a request. I mean,
I second his request. If he doesn't want it, I second it.
I mean, the person thinks they will misstate what.
But how can you vote on that? He said that it's not right. But, I mean, he's the one who made that.
No,
but I think it's about being a comrade now. What is
she's
this voting
saying,
on?
Miguel, what Mary wasn't saying voting. She says if that's it. How he feels, then she agrees that. That it should be stricken. I feel the same way. That's not a problem.
No, but
Andy didn't. So the point is, do we really vote, or if a colleague says, excuse me, and that's not what minutes are of voting matter, that I was misquoted, I would like it to remove.
Right.
Does this really have to engender a major discussion? If somebody feels it's hurtful or unrepresentative to them and it's being attributed to them?
Actually, what I was looking was what he really meant. I mean, that for him to fix it. I don't know if to remove it is the right things to do, but just to say what you meant at that time, you know, that's what I was. So that is, I don't know if that is
a
controversial.
A colleague is requesting that it be removed.
But he's saying it.
Miguel, we had a situation where the lab voted in favor of the constituency model, and many of the people that came here with a particular purpose of opposing the lab's known view on this, as we had voted once before on it. And I said that they were not representative of the listeners, in my opinion, and that this giving out of a sign and sticking it in our faces here at our own meeting was irrelevant.
And that wasn't in the minutes. I'm asking you, did you also include in the minutes that people came with signs that said something that caused all of these things? Yes or no?
I only put in the comments of the lab members. I wasn't going to comment on what was going on in the audience.
It's not a
transcript, it's a summary. Somebody is telling you the summary is incorrect.
The people are before they start talking.
Why?
Ray Ishmael.
Yeah, well, at my position, as sort of what Mimi is saying, is that if we had a tape recording of the statement, then maybe one of the ways to resolve it, if people oppose it, would be that Lee would decide what he meant by that. But in this case, it's clearly summarization of what, you know, an interpretation of what he's saying. And if he's saying that, that's what he meant.
Take it out.
I'm the one who's taking it out.
No, actually, I did listen to the recording.
And?
Why don't you give him a lie detector?
He did say it. He's not saying he didn't say it, Andy. He's saying that he said it because something that isn't in there is what was silently what was shown. And his statement was based on what.
But Sheena, can you just wait for your time? Anthony
said. On the first page, it says E. Anthony McCall expressed disappointment with how Leslie used her position as chair of the IPNB at the DC meeting. There was no reason for him to be ignored. He complained that the manner in which the Saturday evening meeting of the lab chairs was arranged, leaving WBAI IPFW on the sidelines, and was concerned that the meeting should have been all members of the lab chair. I suggest that we use some different language on the portion of this that said he complained about the manner in which the Saturday evening meeting for the lab was arranged. I mean, technically, when you have a difference with what happens, that can sometimes be called a complaint. So I'm not going to quibble on that level with the word. But basically, Andy, what I was saying was that the meeting itself had been something that was not supposed to have been a lab chair meeting. I don't have any position on whether it was supposed to have been a chair meeting or not. That was all Leslie's formulation. What I was stating was that I spoke to Miguel at the point that she made a statement about the lab chairs could deal with it. And what I said to Miguel was, I asked him if he would make an alternative proposal, which was that this should be a meeting not only of the three labs, but of all the labs. It wasn't even about lab chairs. That was some stuff that went on independent that we were not even privy to. So the basic point was that there should have been a meeting of the labs to discuss this issue. And that was and I was pointing out that by not allowing, you know, reasoned discussion about the thing, she added confusion to the whole situation. So rather than go into lengthy, I would just suggest that the point was, if you're going to make a point in summary, was that the meeting itself was not supposed to have been a lab chairs meeting. That doesn't mean that they may not have met and said they were going to have one, but the proposed meeting that I asked for was that it be a meeting of all the labs, because the labs as a group had the right to discuss this issue, and Leslie as the chairperson of the IPNB had no responsibility, certainly no right to structure what that was. And I was respectfully raising my hand to point that misunderstanding out on her part, and she refused to recognize this.
All right.
So you could succinctly focus on that point, is what I'm suggesting.
I'm just concerned, Andy, you said that you listened to the tape.
Yes.
Now, these are public meetings. When tapes are used specifically to chill, to intimidate, and to beat people up and to create controversy, there's a problem. Minutes are there for the approval. If somebody protests them, they do not get approved. But there's a spirit and an energy that distresses me, because things are being done to trap and castigate and polarize things. It is not an accurate recordation, and the stuff with the tape every week is there for nothing else. These are not great momentous periods in history that give great and adequate resonance to the hours and months of debate. They are and have begun to be used as a weapon, not a shield, but as a weapon to intimidate people. I would just like to, at least the board, to be on record that we stop doing these offensive and aggressive tapings, and that if somebody feels they were taken out of context and misquoted, that there be the comradeship and the sensitivity to accommodate them, rather than somehow feel that you have to trap them. Unless I miss something, these are not sworn statements. with cross-examination, and these meetings have begun to be conducted that way and to feel it. And I just am really encouraging us to change the spirit here. They have become very problematic and offensive. And I would like that to be in the minutes. And if you really wanted a legal position on this, we could get one. But that's not the issue. The issue is they're antithetical to creating a spirit of comradeship and sensitivity. They're used to browbeat people.
Okay. Andy?
Well, all I'll say is I mentioned the recording because Ray had said something about the fact that there had been a recording. Can I mention that?
Well, I know, but it's right. Still unfortunate. I know what you mentioned.
So
the recording wasn't a recording of the bad. It was a recording of somebody else.
So no, there was a lot. Let me.
Okay.
Could I just explain? On December 17th, the meeting went on for 3.5 hours. There was many discussions. Several people spoke for lengthy periods. I tried to condense their thoughts as much as I could. Some people spoke very little, and I put in what I considered the significant contributions. And I must say, and this was brought up at the last meeting, there has been concern from listeners about the attitude of the lab towards non-lab members, and it concerned me at that December 17th meeting. And I want to keep a record of this. I think it's not a matter of browbeating anyone. I think it's a matter of keeping a record of the demeanor of the way this lab comports itself, whether it be positive or negative. I would like to keep a record of that.
But that's
and
subjective.
Keep a record, but that's not minutes.
But if you're going to
really,
I think it's a very serious statement.
The thing is that everybody's talking at the same time.
Okay,
we're trying to. If the people wanted to,
when you talk. No, I wasn't. I was just saying. I think that's very serious.
Okay, if the people wanted to go into, I would suggest that we just leave it. That I mean, if people have objections to the minutes, they raise that issue, what they object, and we can take a note of that. But if we're going to go into the whole other argument, I don't think that is it's getting
well,
you know.
I move that we not accept the minutes. I just like to move that we not accept the minutes. That's all.
Does anybody have any objection to the 17 minutes? We have another minute here, by the way. This is very simple.
What did you just say?
We just have another. This is for the 17. This is
right.
For the 7.
But I'm moving now that the minutes not be accepted. If you do not believe.
Based on what? But you don't have any objection to the minutes.
I do.
Yes.
That they are not indeed considered to be minutes, that they have now, as we are told, open, editorializing, subjective comments by Mr. Norris of what he considers the demeanor of the people here are. Now, people may agree or disagree, but there are two people who have specified that it is objectionable to them, so I am moving that the minutes, unless the statements relegated to Anthony and to Lee are stricken, we should not approve the minutes.
But still, you're taking this in the wrong direction because to me, ten of the lab members here say whatever they said in that meeting, and today we have the minutes in front of us. People don't even bother to read the minutes, by the way. But today, you look at the minutes and say, wait a minute, I didn't say that, Andy. So what I said was, so we're trying to correct that. Now, if the people want to take that into another direction, like we're not going to put them in it because of the interpretation of Andy, I'm not agree with that. I mean,
then
that is something
different.
Then
you can vote against it, but that's exactly...
But what I'm trying to say is that if Ray says something, he said, I didn't say that, what exactly do you say and trying to remember it or trying to correct it? But right now, I mean, if you want to vote on something like, okay, this is not the right way to take the minutes, basically that's what you're saying.
I'm begging that I think there's minutes and then there are subjective editorial characterizations, which Andy absolutely confirmed that is precisely his objective. And that disturbs me greatly.
Miguel, could I offer as a compromise that if I and Lee, you listen carefully to see what you're characterizing what you said. I think what I heard Lee say was that he didn't have necessarily an objection to the statement. What he had an objection to was it was taken out of context. And so, given what Andy just said, if it was taken out of context and left like that, it does suggest that Lee Cronin displayed an attitude toward listeners without any provocation that was kind of strange. But he said when he was explaining, if I understood him correctly, that there was a group of people who had a sign, and that this what all of what he said was in response to the sign. There is nothing in these minutes that suggests what the listeners were doing to the left. If you were, and so therefore, if and Andy is saying he didn't feel that he should put that in there.
I hope this is not a compromise.
What's
the
compromise?
Is the legal way to do it, quote unquote, legal way to do it, that you correct what was said, you know, meaning that in the meaning of this, that we said that Lee took objection to this and clarify what he meant, and Anthony did the same thing, or do we actually do what they suggested, that we remove it? The one point is clear, though, is to approve the minutes says that we believe that the minutes reflect what happened.
Absolutely.
And if you don't agree that reflects it, I mean, that's sort of what Andy says, that he believes is his way of actually presenting the minutes, which is kind of a moral judgment. I think that people have the right. People have the duty, I guess, not to vote for it, and maybe to table it and say we find out what the legal way to settle it.
I
don't know if it's true.
I'm suggesting that Lee say whatever way that he thinks the minutes should reflect what he said. Like Anthony did.
Yeah.
He said,
well, the minutes have to be corrected.
So I'm quite happy to correct that. And I that's what I was trying to push Lee
to say. I'm quite happy to correct the minutes. And in fact, I certainly will take Anthony's suggestion and sit down with him and edit what he said, because I had a very hard time condensing a lengthy discussion into something short and comprehensible. There are so many of these lab meetings, I just cannot devote perhaps the amount of time necessary to do justice to minutes in this way. This is
your minutes are usually
the best I can do. I'm sorry.
Lee, can you just reflect what you really mean? I mean, what are you suggesting that should be reflected in the minutes?
I don't want to go over the whole issue again. I didn't want to before. I wanted to delete that sentence because it's in it. I feel it. Putting that sentence in there. See, if you're not going to put in the whole story, delete it.
You know it's impossible to put the whole
story. Well, then delete it. It's imperative to say delete something from the minutes. That's a correction.
Okay. I mean, can we correct that? What I'm trying to say is that he supposed.
Well, it sounds like the minutes will not be accepted unless I delete that sentence.
That's right.
Or.
No, there's not an or. Okay. He doesn't want to spend the time doing it. He's making the recommendation that it be deleted. That's the recommendation.
You can correct that by saying that he recommends that we delete that part of the minutes.
Says no. That's
well, we do have a motion on the table.
Yeah, but guys, how can you vote? You want to impose what the other? You don't even remember what he said. He's the one who remembers everything. He may not remember what he said. I'm telling him.
You think it's good? You can say it. You think it's good? If you don't.
It's a prestigious for what? For something? You're abusing what is really democracy here.
No.
If you try to
trying to impose the people to vote.
But you're the only one protesting.
It's a matter of interpretation here. Andy interpreted one thing, and he's not agreed. Fine.
The league doesn't have the league to know what he
find out.
To the league, this is dictatorship here.
No.
But you can vote anything you want. Okay. Look, Miguel, we don't want to argue that. There's a motion on the table, on the floor. People had agreed to the leader. Raise their hands.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. People who oppose that. 1, 2. Abstention. No abstention. For one. Jesus, this is
Miguel.
So the minutes reflect correction.
The problem with this lab is people did have an attitude here, and people being disrespectful to the people who come here, and the people don't say no. Let's vote against that now. This is really going out of the way, guys.
But
like,
Miguel,
let's vote on that.
This is
Miguel.
Precisely the minutes will reflect. I cannot account for every single individual's behavior here. So if what I'm saying to you, someone is doing, if anyone is doing something, I cannot test. However, he can say. So precisely, so in a way you have this upside down. Precisely, he can correct it because he knows what he's saying.
That's right.
No, not listening.
That's right.
That's why it's important. Now, as I said, I'm not too sure what the procedural way is, but I'm satisfied with it.
Procedurally?
That suggests that we should look at it for the future, we have a better way of handling it.
Procedurally, I think that we're supposed to either vote to accept the minutes or not to accept the minutes.
Then,
so why don't we do that?
But that is vague in what the people objection
but that,
to what they said.
But Miguel,
I can even object. I may say, wait a minute, Gail didn't say that, or you say, no, I did say that. I mean, for me, it's going to be really hard to argue with you. Had to go on the way that you think you say it.
But the reason why boards and meetings are supposed to vote to accept minutes is because sometimes people find inconsistencies or
right.
mistakes.
I have a question though.
Yeah.
Where table it? I have a problem with that. Where do we go from there? How do we resolve it?
Well,
the main table.
That the minutes have to be amended or corrected, and we have to vote on them again next time.
Do we need to bring Robert's rules?
Yes, I'm going to bring it next time.
So.
Okay. There is another minute in front of the people, which is January 7th. And, you know, if people want to take 5 minutes to read it, people should read it now. We can distribute that.
Can I just recommend that people read it during the meeting and then
give it to me? Let people read it now. It's a show. I don't see the people going to take more than 3 minutes to read it. If they have any objections.
I know what I said. You know, I'm a little pot shot, so I come and see you.
All right, some people made a suggestion that we table the minutes from January 2nd and go straight to the bylaw meeting, which is I got no problem with.
Okay, bylaws.
So we're not dealing with it.
Can we just make that two announcements and the bylaw? We take a spin to the bylaw.
Okay, so we can't make any.
I don't know. If the lab feel comfortable with that, if you have any suggestion and people read it, we're going for it. Answer.
Yeah, I would make one, you know, very quick suggestion with respect to the January 7th minutes. There was, where's this language that I'm missing? In this last section where it says the meeting ended in discussion of the email sent by Serene Roberts to members of other Pacifica labs, blah, 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 purportedly, blah, blah, blah. What I would suggest is that there's one problem that I have with it was that the lab members who were identified, who identified themselves as having put the letter together and were responsible for it being out, it was not one person that took that responsibility. It was the group. And I think we had a disagreement at an earlier point, or at a later point, Andy, after the meeting about that issue, but I was expecting that the language here would be more reflective of the language that had actually gone out.
Well, I can strike that sentence in if you want.
Notes, which
were based on what you said.
Well, what I'm saying is that the language that went out was an announcement that you made on behalf of the lab. I thought that was more accurate. For instance, there was a dispute as to whether or not other lab members had in fact acknowledged responsibility. And so I just wanted it to be clear that, you know, there was no lab members who were identified with it that did not acknowledge that they were as a group responsible.
Well, how about I strike
this language says something different. That's,
how about I strike
I'm not trying
sentence?
To joust with you. I thought you understood that in the first place.
As I said, this is based on my notes at the meeting.
Right. I didn't have a problem with you putting something down based on your notes. I made the point, and I thought at that point you understood the point. That's all I'm saying.
Well, how would this just be reconciled? I was just striking the sentence, E. Anthony McCall.
Go ahead.
Right.
And doing what?
Striking that sentence. In fact, that removes any mention of anyone apologizing or...
No, it doesn't.
Well. It diminishes it. It doesn't put it on...
I don't have a problem with an accurate reflection. That's why I'm raising the issue, because it doesn't accurately reflect. So rather than simply striking, you know, I'm saying, why don't you use some language that was, I think, more accurate and that was agreed upon, and in fact, the language that went out to the public.
Maybe this can be done by email.
I mean, it's by no means, you know. Yeah.
I think if you strike it's going to make the following statement more confusing, you know, less clear.
We need
that she said that on whose request, without, you know.
All right, how about this? I'll reword that with the wording of that document that I drafted and received input from other members of the lab via
right.
email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll
get one more section, and speaking of, you know, being personally involved. He says that Don Roe has kind of reminded us that this is that we are family. That's very true and correct. And he also said that he was surprised that we were not dealing with the political aspect of representation. He did say that.
And then race
and that diversity did not guarantee representation, which is very true. And I made a correction and I said to him that I understood why he was, you know, he had a previous meeting. I guess to summarize, I kind of say that if I say John, Mary, and Bob, John, Mary, and Bob, after 20 times, I say John and Al. And then after a while, when I say John, everybody knows what I mean. So that I made the point specifically that the model were expressing specifically was saying that we felt that the severity was that it was going to promote people whose political views were progressive.
Okay, right.
And that's not there at all. So it looks like a lecture by him, and then we accept it.
Right.
You know, we'd be chastised.
Well, you'll notice.
And then the correction telling him that we understand the point, we agree with the point. And the reason we have it said each time, repeated ourselves, because among us here, we understood that was exactly our point, that we wanted the politics to be very strong rather than the ethnic identity.
Okay, sorry. After the bit about his statement, which was actually relatively early in the meeting, there's hardly any mention of discussion. I abridged a tremendous part of that last meeting include the summary of the motions and the votes.
I agree, but then why would they step it at all? It's just an anecdote that you say, well, he was there and he lectured us.
But then
if you're going to put it, then you have to put it in context that somebody actually corrected him somewhat.
Yeah.
That we accept, actually, I said to him that he's correct, completely in his religion. And the reason we have not used the language that he expected from us is because precisely what he wanted is what our strength point is.
I put it in solely because first I thought it'd be of use to have the first statement by the new general manager at a lab meeting.
And I have no problem with that.
That's right. You know, I'm not going to put in all the.
But standing as it is alone gives an inaccurate representation of what happened.
So, what should I do? I would rather just strike it then.
Okay. Well, either strike it, or as I said, my position to him was that we agreed with him, and that we just felt that we had so many discussions that he did not attend. Right. Well, specifically, our point was that the politics should dominate, not the ethnic identity. And that it was so clear to us that we didn't repeat every single time. And he said, okay. And that's why we left it.
I know.
Right. Anthony. And then did they tell the people who have suggestions?
I'll leave it. I concur.
Okay. So no more additions to that?
So how will it end?
How are we going to end?
I'll add a statement after his that Ray and other members of the lab brought him up to date on the tremendous preceding work, which did address many of the points that he was concerned about.
No.
Why don't we use a procedure that's not, you know, unusual in that if there's an opportunity to draft the language and put it on the listserv, then anyone, including Ray, who raised the objection, have a chance to.
Well, I'll point out, I did that once. I sent the minutes out of one meeting in advance. People arrived here, and I handed out hard copies. And at the end of the meeting, some people were saying, oh, we haven't had a chance to read this. So I've been averse to proactive effort, but I'll try and do the best I can in the future. But I must repeat, with meeting every 2 weeks, please do not expect that kind of thing. If we can get more regular meetings, then perhaps I could.
Okay.
No, the suggestion was in correcting this item. I'm making a very narrow, specific suggestion in correcting this. When you draft the language, because there was still a concern that I had with what you just said, but I don't need to extend it anymore. I'm saying that when you draft it, if you just put that on the listserv, Ray and anybody else can look at it and
But I think that the main suggestion that Ray has is the respond.
Right.
Right. I'm not trying to extend this discussion. Yeah. Trust me, I can.
I have absolutely.
I don't have a problem with. Yeah. The fact that there was a response, and Andy was pointing it out, it was the nature of what Andy said the response was. The response wasn't simply that we had been engaged in this for a long time. The response was that there had been a political discussion that had led in this whole thing, and that what we were now talking about were some structural things that on both sides incorporated in our understanding the political issues.
So that means that we cannot approve this January 7th minutes.
Well, we can approve once we do the corrections on the email.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Can I just ask a question? Did someone make this statement? We are wasting too much time and passion and energy in a sandbox fight and need to find some middle ground to keep the big picture in focus. Was this an editorial or did somebody say that?
This is what Don wrote.
That's pretty close to what he said.
Yes, I think. Okay.
All right. So I guess
I don't put words in people's mouths.
And he didn't say like you know.
Anthony, you cut off.
This is what I want.
You take some words out. I guess just not with the intention to really go into an argument, but I mean I never experienced. What I said, you know, before, people are entitled to say, look, I didn't say that. That's what I said. I think that I would take it in that direction. But for the people to remove things and to bow, I mean, I never experienced something like that, so I should go with my book.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay. So, but I think that we should take it and also help Andy with the minutes, because sometimes I know we've been having
really have discussion in this meeting. So just, you know, I think that the people take a look to the minutes for the future.
Well, grateful for your appreciation.
Because we've been basically ignoring those minutes. We never read it, you know. So, all right. So let's go into the bylaw. But before that, I'm going to ask Ray in terms of the coming meetings from the Pacific National Board. If there is any new development in terms of the meeting, is the meeting still on the 8th, or that's going to be postponed?
From the 7th, as far as I know, it's still from the 7th to the 9th. There's some calls for it to be postponed, but whatever.
Officially hasn't been postponed.
Yes.
So, because my understanding was that there is a possibility that the meeting is going to be postponed at least a week or something like that. So,
reservations.
Not officially, but I just trying to see that this is official. But there is a possibility that. So this is the final draft from the lawyer, and I think that if the people hasn't read it, to take a look at it. We're trying to make some copies. That's the final one. And there's a letter. I don't know if everybody got that.
There's not enough copies. I don't think
everybody.
Unless you
take
of
what letter?
You have enough copies?
There's a letter like a lawyer's comments on proposed Pacifica bylaws. And the people should read the 7 pages. I don't know if that will help. But another thing is.
What happens did we make enough copies?
I don't
because the
last
one didn't even have a copy.
There's
a
copy around.
I have a copy of the lawyer's comment.
How many people don't have a copy? One.
Anybody else have copies of this?
Let's see if we can find one, please. Okay, so I also like to point out there's a few papers that we're passing around. I read it in my grocery notes. Okay, there's some. Is that a proposal here? Proposed calendar for adoption or implementation or bylaws. So there's something. Proposed language for nomination extension option. Okay, call for postponement in bylaws adoption or implementation by Unicom. Okay. And also there was something about the KPFA lab meeting. If everybody got that, just to make sure that people got papers that were around. So let's start with the. Did people read the final draft? This one. I didn't read the whole thing. I read the letter.
How many people have read the final draft of this? To review, has that been done?
It was done last night, and basically what they are asking is for some kind of second opinion.
Okay.
I may call it.
This second opinion is reflected in some of the things that we have here.
No, second opinion. What they're proposing is that. That they consult or have the debate or some kind of people expert and civil rights group to sit down and take a look into some of the draft and also into specifically into the diversity requirements.
I understand that. That's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking you is what we have here now may or may not change. Because of the lawyer's still looking at it. Is that a possibility?
So the lawyer gave his opinion.
Yes.
on their opinion, saying this is the form that, that will be acceptable to the jury.
Okay.
That that follows California law.
Okay. The second, the first, the lawyer, the people who are saying, who are raising issues and want a second opinion, a second lawyer. These documents do not reflect their concerns, right?
No.
Okay, and so what I'm asking is there a possibility that with that second opinion, some of these things in here may change?
It may. I don't know. This is the lawyer was asked to put this into the bylaw. One of the things that I should say is into a draft. One of the things that I should say that there's certain resolution that was passed by the different labs that were not in this final document. Now, what Carol said is that they will be part of this document. Somehow they were excluded. Okay, they're not reflect, they are not reflected.